All right, we're back here in downtown Chicago, the Bay College Norse, for their final two regular season games of the season. So we're talking with our seniors, our sophomores, the last couple games here. Cade Contreras, the pride of Munising High School, is with us. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. You know, sitting here in downtown Chicago, we're doing this interview, looking out the window. You know, the All-Star game's just down the street from us, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah, that we're here and the NBA's best players are, like, literally a mile from us.
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, what do you think, man? Should we just say sorry for the teams, forfeit, and then go over to the United Center?
Yeah, I want to go meet LeBron James.
Yeah, you could go up to him and say, he'd be like, hey, Cade, how you doing, man?
Yeah, we know each other on a name-to-name basis.
Well, you're both kings.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Cade, let me ask you, you know, the 2 years is almost up for you. You look back at your time at Munising and coming here to Bay. What has this meant for you to, you know, be part of this program and to be around these guys that you're with for the last 2 years?
Well, playing college basketball is a blessing. It's been a great experience traveling all over the place and getting to know so many people who came from different backgrounds than I have. It's a really cool thing to do.
Yeah, and, you know, if Bay College didn't have a team, a lot of you guys never would have played after high school, hey?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple Division III offers, but Bay's the way, you know?
Well, it saves a few dollars, and you get to be with guys from across the UP for the most part. You get to meet some other guys too, hey?
Definitely. I've known a lot of the guys who have been on the last two teams for a lot of my life. My roommate, Dondre, I've been playing against him since third grade, so I've known him for a long time, but I also got to meet a lot of new guys from Milwaukee, Detroit, and the UK.
Yeah, the Big Brit.
Yeah, Big Brit.
And, you know, the other thing is you get to meet a lot of the guys that come here for, you know, baseball or softball, you know. And I know a lot of you guys in the dorms there, you guys kind of bond, too, with the baseball team.
Yeah, some of my best friends are on the baseball team. Alex Morehouse, a.k.a. Dagger. One of my best buddies. I hang out with him all the time.
Yeah, if you're not from Sault Ste. Marie, you probably have no idea that why he's called Dagger.
We tell people it's because he stabbed a kid, but that's not the real reason. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we'll leave it at that, right?
Yeah.
Well, for you, Cade, I know that you worked awfully hard over the summer to get back to basketball shape and to improve yourself. What were some of the things that you did during the summer? Your old man helped out too, I know.
Yeah, my dad did so much for me this summer. He sacrificed his mornings. We would wake up at 5:30 a.m. and go to the gym and put up 1,000 jump shots every day. And then he'd go to work and I'd go run about 3 miles. I'd lift a little bit. And yeah, I put in a lot of work this summer.
But I have to wonder, you know, being in Munising even in the summer, did the snowbanks ever go away up there?
No, they're there year-round.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But you take a lot of pride in being from Munising, don't you? I know a lot of the guys tease you about that, but you really do love that town.
I love Munising. Everything about it, the people there, they always support me. Like, I go back to Munising, and everybody just asks me how I'm doing over there, and they all see, like, your videos on Facebook of me, and they all post about it. Yeah, the community is just great there. There's no better place.
Yeah, and all the tourists that come on the Pictured Rocks boat tours, which you were involved with.
Yeah, I was involved with them for a while, and now I work at Miner's Passies and Ice Cream. Shout out to Pam. Yeah.
And Pam likes to look at your videos on Facebook and comment on your shots.
Yeah, she's a big supporter. She's a I can't thank her enough. She helped out with my grandma and my grandpa both when they were both sick. Yeah, she's done so much for me, and I can't thank her enough.
So we're looking here in Chicago. We're at the Wrigley Building, where we had dinner, which is a rather tall building. But I understand Putvin's Drugstore is actually the biggest place to be.
Yeah, Putvin's is pretty nice. I really only go there when I'm sick, but...
Well, they sponsor my broadcast of NMU football, so I had to give them a plug when we're talking about Munising.
Yeah, shout out to Dante. That's his family owns that, and yeah, I know the people over there really well.
Okay, and the other thing is obviously there's one guy we do not want to rely on when we have 97 points and we need 100.
I don't like to give us triple digits. That's not my thing. We like to keep it in the double digits, keep it humble.
Well, that's funny. People who have not been to our games wouldn't know what I'm getting at there. But that joking aside, though, you've always been a good shooter. What do you want to do for yourself personally here the rest of the season, Cade?
I just want to contribute any way I can, whether that's bringing energy on the bench or getting out there and hitting a couple shots. I just got to be ready all the time.
And what's it like for you to be on this trip here to Chicago 2 years in a row now, get to walk Michigan Avenue with the boys, you know, even if you don't see the minutes that you would like to be able to do that part of it?
This is a great experience. You can't really put a price on it. I mean, you're getting to see a whole different area than any of the UP is. So, like, yeah, it's a great experience, and, yeah, it's invaluable.
All right. Well, Cade, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today.
Shout out to my mom and dad, and shout out to my sister.
All right, and by the way, I always have to ask this, what are you studying here at Bay?
Secondary education.
And you are eventually going to be a teacher?
Yeah, history teacher.
All right, whose history?
America's.
All right, good answer. All right, man. Well, then, if you're going to be a history teacher, there's a lot of it around you here in downtown Chicago. So.
Yes, sir.
All right, Kay Contreras, everybody. More coming up here from Daly College after these words. It's halftime. Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.